Today is the last day that I'm concluding my review of Parikrama and New Brajadam. I've made a first Parikrama, setting up the different places, and then I went through a second time consulting different books, and keeping Bhakti Ratnakar is the main standard, although it doesn't mention all the places, and many places that it does mention are not detailed. It's taken me a full month to do that, and I hope that it is something that will bring joy and happiness to devotees, that they will visit New Brajadam to see the holy places that are present there by the mercy of Radhe Shyam and Srila Prabhupada, and thus they'll be able to absorb themselves in remembrance of Krishna. To understand Vrindavan is not really possible because we're very tiny living entities. It is said that only Lord Balaram and Mother Rohini actually understand Vrindavan Dham. Nonetheless, by the mercy of Vaishnavas, we can understand something. Therefore, we should always be extremely careful, very, very careful, in relationship to our connection with Vaishnavas. Let me narrate one incident in relationship to this, which you may have heard, or you may have not, and it emphasizes just how important nice relationships with Vaishnavas is, just how insignificant a transgression can turn into offense to a Vaishnav, and how that offense to a Vaishnav can cause the decrease of even the most advanced Vaishnava's ecstasy. Since the ecstasy of our devotional service is the only pleasure and asset that we have, we must guard that under all circumstances. Therefore, Sharu Shabdam, Vaishnavas, be very careful how you deal with others. It's known that one day in Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami was absorbed in wonderful thoughts, and at this time he was seeing Srimati Radharani, who was being dressed by the gopis, nicely ornamented, her hair being braided, and Krishna was very eager to also see this pastime taking place, so he was just hiding behind her so that she would not see, and at the same time he would be able to see all the nice things that were taking place. And of course the gopis knew Krishna's presence, and they were bubbling over with happiness, and they want to actually disclose to Radha that Krishna was present. But Krishna indicated, no, don't say anything, don't do anything. So they waited, and then when Srimati Radharani was completely finished, then like you always do when someone is finished their dressing, then you show what they look like by putting a mirror before them. So when they put the mirror before her, they did it in such a way that she could not only see herself, but automatically she would see behind her Krishna in the background. And of course when Srimati Radharani saw that, then she understood that this boy has been here all this time, and she felt very embarrassed and covered her face and head with a cloth, and her face became very flushed. So when all the gopis saw this, they all started laughing. They thought this was very sweet, very amusing. And Rupa Goswami, absorbed in his meditation, he was also happily laughing like that. Coincidentally, a Vaishnav, we don't know who he is, but some Vaishnav, and I guess we could say he's a lesser Vaishnav, because who's equal to Rupa Goswami? Some Vaishnav arrived in Vrindavan, and they were very eager to see Rupa Goswami. So they went to where Rupa Goswami was staying, which was most likely were Srila Prabhupada's Bhajan Kutirs, Radha Damodar temple, and that devotee just arrived when Rupa Goswami was laughing. So to him from a distance, and he didn't know what was in Rupa Goswami's mind, he just came to Rupa Goswami, and as soon as he came face to face with Rupa Goswami, then Rupa Goswami started laughing at him. And that's the way he saw it. He saw that Rupa Goswami was laughing at him. So he felt very bad, because obviously if you know, you're coming to meet someone in great humility and they start laughing at you, and obviously the laugh didn't appear like it was some kind of welcome. He thought that he was making fun of him. So he just went away and went to Sanatana Goswami nearby at Madan Mohan temple. And he expressed his feelings to Sanatana Goswami that, what is this? I went to see Rupa Goswami, and as soon as I went there, he just started laughing at me and making fun of me. So I didn't say anything to him, but I'm coming here because I don't know how to digest this, how to think about this. So of course Sanatana Goswami knows the heart of Rupa Goswami, and he immediately explained the pastime between Radha and Krishna, Rupa Goswami's absorption in that pastime, and how he was laughing about that. And the Vaishnava, when he heard this, he thought, oh, Krishna, I've committed such a great offense to Rupa Goswami. He's experiencing ecstasy, and I'm being so selfish as to take this as an offense. So he felt very repentant when he heard Sanatana Goswami's words, and he was just lamenting, why have I done this? Why did I go at that time to Rupa Goswami? And when I did, why didn't I just give him the benefit of the doubt, knowing that he's an advanced personality and there must be some inner reason while he's laughing like that? Instead of being offended, the result is that I offended him. So, of course, Sanatana Goswami pacified the devotee, and he just said, you already got worked up over one thing, don't get worked up over another. And of course, meanwhile, Rupa Goswami, he was absorbed in wonderful ecstasy of his pastime, but suddenly that ecstasy decreased. In fact, the ecstasy altogether stopped. And Rupa Goswami was alarmed. What happened? Now, when our ecstasy decreases, we should know that there's a reason for that. There are different instances, even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, when in the middle of his kirtan, for some reason, his ecstasy stops. Sometimes it's because an unqualified person's there, sometimes because someone has performed some kind of offense. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to know, why is it that my ecstasy is decreasing? There's a reason for that. So intelligent Vaishnava, he looks for that. Why is it that I lost my taste in devotional service? That taste in devotional service is the only thing that protects us from the influence of the material energy. Krishna says, Raso Vajam Sukhyasya Param Dushvari Vartati. If we have a higher taste, then we will be able to give up the lower taste of this material world. But in the absence of that higher taste, then we may get allured again back into Maya. Rupa Goswami was extremely disturbed. So he started looking around, and you know, what happened? He didn't see anyone, but he came to the natural conclusion. I must have committed an offense to a Vaishnava. I must have not shown some Vaishnava proper respect. So then he went to see Sanatana Goswami. So interestingly, Sanatana Goswami is Guru. So when someone feels in such a situation, then what does one do? Just like this other Vaishnava went to Sanatana, and Rupa Goswami, he also went to Sanatana Goswami. And of course, that other Vaishnava was with Sanatana Goswami. And when he saw him at a distance, he immediately ran forward to greet him, and he offered his obeisances, and he offered apologies to Rupa Goswami. He didn't even know who this person was. And the person is saying, I'm sorry, I committed a great offense against you, please forgive me. And Rupa Goswami still doesn't know what he's speaking about. And then he explained that I came to you earlier and you started laughing, so I didn't understand what it was all about, but some doubts came into my mind. But when I came here to Sanatana Goswami, he clarified everything. But still, I feel so bad that I've committed an offense. Please forgive me. so that my mind will be pacified. So when Rupa Goswami heard this, then he also understood what the situation was, and he folded his hands and he offered his obeisances. He didn't just say, okay, it's all forgiven, don't worry. Because he realized that he, on his part, he'd actually committed an offense, even though it was indirect. So even Rupa Goswami offered his obeisances, please forgive me, I'm sorry that I've committed this offense. And with humility and devotion, they forgave each other, embraced, and that way both of them felt satisfied. And then they all sat down with Sanatana Goswami and discussed topics of Krishna. And their feelings of ecstasy again renewed and surfaced once again. And that way they could taste the nectar of Krishna consciousness. Devotees, when they hear the story, they're always very, very amazed. They're always very struck with wonder. What a very delicate thing this association of Vaishnava is. What a serious thing this is, committing offenses to devotees. We should always be very, very careful. We should beg forgiveness from any Vaishnava with our hearts and souls. We should never find faults with Vaishnavas. And with that type of mood, that type of mentality, that way we'll be able to understand Vrindavan, get Krishna's mercy, and appreciate the nature of Krishna's pastimes with great relish and great ananda. Hare Krishna.